today strictly on that mellow groove tip. But don't worry, variation is the key to the funky freestyle. And we are going to be mixing it up this afternoon. We're going to come back and change up the groove a bit. And also got to give you a bit of bad news, I'm afraid. The last 3 weeks, I have spent nearly all my time constantly trying to get the JB sorted out for the cooker. And I know there's a lot of people looking forward to this one, but it ain't happening, at least not now. Hopefully, we're going to get them next year, but it was supposed to be in 2 weeks' time. And due to the fact we've been completely stitched up, it's not happening. Have to leave you with this, the JB's Rarity. This is the First Family featuring Maceo Parker on sax. Tune called Control.
activity from my ancestry. Some say it is hereditary, I think of it as predatory. Like a lion protects his manor, I promote UK rap with a banner. But some jammer, spanner in the works, the DJ's jerks and playlist clerks, made to behave like passive slaves. We're restricted to US rap on the airwaves. Oversexed, overplayed over here, overexposed when it comes to the air. I'm not dissing our American sisters and brothers, just those who put them above us. Talk of the best of UK rap, fuck that. Giving a vision that was second division. A rap league so full of intrigue, need to feed and you seeds of the strangle of weed. Like the fake B-boy, DJ Toy, and all who annoy the real McCoy. And the audience you presume is so dense as sense and allegiance to music performance. But here's one with the inclination to add to his already bad reputation. Chains, grabbing, raping, stabbing, gun held the motherfucker in security, grabbing. Measuring your wealth by the size of your chest will lead that best to an immediate death. You snigger and figure that you're a real bad nigga, but there's always someone bigger to pull a trigger. You stumble and shrivel, saliva dribble, there's a pool of blood and you're dead in the middle. Or crippled, unable to take a riddle with rap assistance, assistance or matrix fiddle. Inside your trousers to find your penis. You think I'm grotesque, but B-boy, I mean this. I've seen men scarred or retard because they thought they were hard. The bad boy just settled, cause you're destructive as a nuclear incendiary. The muggers and the murderers jamming and ripping up the industry. And I'm ripping, ripping. Black being imitated, the trendy offends me, that's why he's hated. White cover versions of culture excursions are music perversions. Black musical versions were fucked by the companies and the society that was made for a whitey. Can't relate to that, think it's crap. Examples are ample, so here's just a sample.
We now in rock and roll recognize that these people were our mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers. They were our superiors. It's the fact that these people are black that's important, important, important.
Like slave songs, Willow and sadists, and just won't end up on a radio playlist. Rappers are dead ringers for journalistic doom bringers. But as for singers, whites are judged by how black they sound. Blacks are judged by how white they look. Like a game of chess, the queen took the rook. Cause with music, you need a book. The press are best at boosting an artist's success. They're ripping him down, yes. That's why every room has a fly on the wall in it. Cause the business is horseshit, I admit. But we're correcting it, resurrecting it, cause we're ripping it.
Black Radical Mark II.
Yes, we're ripping, ripping.
Ripping up the industry, the title of the tune, new British rapper doing it dope style. Based around Mickey and his men, a tune called Iron Leg.
We usually only hear the big labels releases on radio shows.
Incognito, yet another remix, a lot of them on today's programme. another radical restructuring. This time by Black
for the people. For the people.
And this is a new one from Is It, hotly awaited by me at any rate. Gotta thank our early morning man Mark Damon for supplying this tune. He was saying, he played it the other week and he was going, well, I'm not sure if I like this one, it's like, you know, and I was just sitting there going, yes, 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 here it is. It's called Make Way for the Originals.
Original.
Originals.
Yeah, it's going to come out shortly on Optimism Records, the people Grits and Gravy. there ain't much house music that appeals to me. Possibly due to the touch of Hammond organ. That one kicks in all the right places. Sound of Mental Cube and Child of the Bass Generation. And we're going to stay sort of on the house tip for just a little bit longer. This is something that's been knocking around on promo for a very, 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 very long time. It's the True Funk Posse, or just True Funk as they now seem to prefer to be called, and their tune 4AM. I really do not understand the policy of record companies of putting records out for DJs, sometimes as much as 4 or 5 months ahead of the release date. Because the DJs play them, and then when the record comes out and people can actually get hold of it, nobody on the radio or in the clubs wants to play it because they've been playing it so hard for the preceding months. Anyway, I haven't touched this one before, or at least not played it on the radio, and it's sweet, still sounding good.
Thank you. What's up, Noah?
So I had to sit down and take time to think of how to spread the word to people all across the land to make sure they put not a helping hand. Mandatory, know the story, so it must be told about a group of people lit in the cold, caught by a plague. Slowly they fade from an immune deficiency you see called AIDS. No knowledge of the fact kept in the dark. Holds my soul and it hurts my heart. The young and elderly just running blind. Hurt so bad and denied their own kind. Papa turned around and say, that ain't mine. And it just made it worse for life on the line. And it's a shame to see a little child mature, growing up knowing that there ain't no cure. I've got you.
Money going to AIDS research. That is just one amongst many reasons why this tune is indispensable. This is the mix that matters. Nana Cherry, the Upso mix of I've Got You Under My Skin. We've got the news coming up in a couple of minutes, and straight after that I'll be talking to Larry Stabbins from Working Week.
Wake up to reality.
You're listening to Tintin on 97.2 FTP Radio. Just quickly before the news, you can listen to the last of my Sunday shows. I'll give you the new lineup again. Everything's changing around, but don't worry, you're going to get about twice as much of me on FTP. And that means twice as much grooves, twice as much jazz, twice as much funky stuff. All the more reason to keep it locked in. But tomorrow I have the last of the Sunday shows with a very special guest, Andy Shepherd. That's between 7 and 9. Fourth Tribe of Shabazz.
Me. 85% of us are totally ignorant, walking around with the nigga mentality. 5% of us are ready to die for the cause. Support the source is Elijah. Knowledge yourself is what you need to stop the war. If you don't get it, I'm held responsible. Rhymes I make are designed to reach the youth. I gotta teach, that's why I speak the truth. Some waste time dwelling on the past. It's time to know that we're the lost tribe. She passed.
Our people will survive America. Our people will survive America.
Stay awake, you don't sleep, cause I'm coming after ya. Devils I smash and leave them flat as a spatula. Back again, the mathematical radical. Getting emotional, very emphatical. The original man uses 23 million square miles of the planet Earth, constantly building. On the other hand, the other man wants to confuse ya. Simple psychology, trick knowledge, fools ya. They have you believe we descend from cannibals. Show you pictures of Africans looking like animals. How could we be animals? Look at the things we did with our own bare hands. We built pyramids, blind, deaf, and dumb. It's how they raised ya. To them, it's Africa. To us, it's Asia. To get to the point, they'll make it clear to ya. They're not superior, and we're not inferior. I got the humble man pointing at me, cause I licked them. Took a stand for the black man and didn't fall victim. The nation is growing, rapid and fast. That's why I'm telling you, we're the lost tribe, Shabazz.
Our people will survive America. Our people will survive America. Our people will survive America. Our people will survive America.
I couldn't wait to battle a beat like this track. It's so deaf, I had to pump my fist black. My rhymes weigh 6 trillion tons, heavy as the earth. A lyrical function, imagine. If every black man, woman, and child would simply refuse to go to work for one day, do you know how much money these companies would lose? Since everything's based on money, that's what we gotta get. We gotta learn when to quit, when not to quit. It's really sad, I know some people think that one day we'll be treated as equals. The land of the freedom, a soul they say so. They tell you free, yeah, but free to do what though? Off our arms and legs, they took the chains, big deal. They still left them around our brains. Things I say make the government fear this. I speak with authority, so you can hear this. I hate Oreos, that's why I got the bomb. You so-called niggerish Uncle Toms. We're on the rise up, you better wise up. You can't stop us now, are you surprised, duck? You might take it as a political outblast, but we're the lost tribe of Shabazz.
Our people will survive America. 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 Our people will survive America.
I promise you another slice of jazz-influenced house.
We'll survive America.
What happened to the term deep house seemed to have disappeared, but it fits the record coming up straight after this break.
Music for your mind, your body, and your soul.
A man who is normally better known for mixing reggae with his house music than anything else. From NYC, Bobby Condors. This is the Freedom Authority. The mix, Slackness and Sax. Deeper than mere bleep culture. The cutting edge of house. The future of jazz. Ha ha ha. Who knows? Staying in, the same BPMs, if not exactly the same groove. This is something from a woman called Nicolette, brand new. She's a Nigerian who now lives in London. And has got a great little press release with it. It says, Nicolette's musical influences are jazz, madrigals, hip-hop, blues and Afrocentric, and she likes spending her time swimming, dancing, reading, decorating herself, drinking and spending money. Glad to know that. Rapidly running out of time. Coming up at 6, of course, you have the news, as ever, immediately followed by Woman to Woman. And one of the people that Trish Cavalier is talking to in this week's programme is Misha Paris, who we featured earlier on the Funky Freestyle. Back with another person that Trish has talked to quite recently, in just a moment.